things. New business. First case, please.
The first case of the evening is 11982 Morris L. Lewis seeking a variance from the 5-foot from the, excuse me, seeking a variance from the rear yard setback, sections 115.25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the southwest side of Wilson Avenue, approximately 300 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38788 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is agricultural residential. The tax map is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 65. We received 0 letters of support, 0 in opposition, and 1 mail return. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 20-foot requirement for a deck in the rear yard.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Morris Lewis,
1230. Mr.
Dadman,
you need more light?
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Lewis. Could you identify on the map your property?
It's the lot that sits beside that number 65.
And at present time, is there anything on that property? It shows a home there right now.
No.
Because it's showing it on 65 shows a...
No. It should be the...
Yeah, it's showing... Oh, no, the Google map is showing, the old home.
That's the house I demolished.
That's the house it used to be there.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Because I want to call the board's attention to the packet, which is just being circulated. And I'm Ray Tomasetti, attorney from Fenwick, representing Mr. Lewis here. And if you look at the proposed dwelling, and as Mr. Lewis has just said, he had a home on the property, which is showing on the Google Maps. But if you look at the current photos that were taken just within the last week or so, if you look at the first photo, which is a black and white photo, it shows the property from looking from the road to the lagoon, and you can see there's no home on that property at the present time, being that Mr. Lewis had, as he stated, had demolished the home. The next photos, there's some black and white color photos, it shows the view looking south towards the adjacent lot being lot number 28, the south. And it shows the home that's built there, the existing home, which is number 28. And that's the front. And then the next two, one's a color photo, one's a black and white photo. It shows the rear of the adjacent home, lot number 28. And then the photo looking north, going the opposite direction, there's a color photo and a black and white, one color photo. I just wanted to show the photos to show that the home no longer exists on the property. And he is here to seek a variance to actually construct a home on the property. And he's not seeking any variances for any of the side yards. He's going to build within the building envelope for the side yards and the setback for the front. So the new home that he plans to build. Mr. Lewis, how long have you owned this property?
Since 2003.
Okay. And... you indicated you demolished the home that's on the property. Why did you demolish the home?
It was a liability. It was had part of it had a foundation, but part of it was the old was an old trailer, which was common in that neighborhood back in the the neighborhood was laid out in '67, so it was common in 25, 30 years ago. And beyond that, they were trailers, and some of them did have partial foundations. But there came a point in time when you couldn't insure the trailer. No one would insure the trailers in Sussex County anymore. So to me, that left me with no choice but to I had to get, make the liability go away.
All right.
And it was under any time there was a nor'easter, it was underwater. So we wanted the idea is as you can see, it's. Within it's the setback that I'm asking for now is what was already there. It's just I have to go up because every time there's a nor'easter, it's underwater.
Okay.
So we want to put this house, which isn't gigantic, but it is on a it will be on a proper foundation, piling foundation, and thus insurable. It's got to go up. I'm not comfortable building anything there that folks are doing it for, and somewhere around 4.5 feet high. That does. I'd live through it. That's not high enough for me.
Well, in the house that you had before, it looks like you violated the side yard setback, and that...
And that was well, they violated it. I just bought it.
Okay.
So
on that. So yeah. The house you're building is going to be within...
It's going to be within every setback except for the rear setback, which was where it was before, and that is simply because, as you can see, moving southward, the major view is looking in that direction southward towards 28, lot 28 and lot 27 down the canal, which is the value of the property. And, you know, if I'd have built this house 14 years ago, when even a dozen years ago, I wouldn't really have needed the setback because I didn't have the hardship. That house wasn't there. And the house beside it wasn't there. So we wouldn't have been here. But in the interim, lot 28 built, and I didn't oppose them. I didn't really understand at the time. I wasn't understanding why he built so close to the canal. But I think it was because of number 27 was it encroached on. You know, he couldn't see down the canal without building there as well. So, you know, it's just what's happened throughout the neighborhood. And, you know, I couldn't build it a dozen years ago. We were in the throes of the worst recession since the Depression. So,
well, tell me a little bit more about the uniqueness of the property. What about the lot size?
It's not a big lot. It's 85 by 50.
Okay.
And we didn't have a problem. We don't have any problem with the setbacks other than it's not a huge house, but other than the fact that we need to be able to capture that view so that we don't diminish our value.
Okay.
Are the other two houses on pilings too?
No, he just built a really tall foundation.
Oh, okay.
He's way up, but he wanted to go foundation, and I'm actually going to do concrete piles. This fella next, but he had a terrible time with that foundation. In fact, part of it fell when he was under construction. But there's a number of them that are on pilings. The rest have just built tall foundations.
Okay. Will it change the character of the neighborhood if you
Absolutely
build your house?
Absolutely not.
Okay. What about the fact that you're going to be building this house? You're putting it there. Are you creating this? Are you creating the variance? Are you creating the hardship? Or
no, the hardship is right there for you to see. It was 28 and 27. Lots 28 and 27. In order for me to see down the canal, right, I've got to now do the same thing.
What about the minimum variance? What you're seeking? You're seeking what, 5 feet?
5 foot variance. And as I understand it, if it were a single story home, we wouldn't be here. But the problem is I can't build a single story home because I need to be up.
Okay.
All right. Are there any questions of the
I'm going to see if there is. We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
The deck, is it?
Oh, can I add one thing?
Sure.
Before you ask. I have built in this community before. I built a block over back in 2004. And at the last minute, I discovered a side road setback. And I didn't seek a variance. I just built within that setback that I discovered at the last minute and just changed the size of the house. But I just thought I'd add that for two reasons, that I have built in this community. And that one was on pilings as well.
But this house is for your personal use.
Yes, and you know, I can't take any more. I've carried this property for so long now. Mm-hmm. I can't have a diminished value. Mm-hmm. It's been a struggle to hold it for the last 14 years, frankly.
Mm.
But I did, and now we're at the point where we'd like to build a retirement home there.
All right, sir. Okay, again, thank
Sorry,
you,
Mr. Mills.
That's okay. Is the deck? Is it a first floor deck or a second floor deck?
We want to build a first floor deck. There's not going to be any stairs or anything. We have enough ingress and egress. And we want to build probably a smaller one that comes off the back on the second story. More of it's not a stoop, but a much smaller deck.
Okay, but not to encroach any further.
No.
So, second floor deck would be covering the first floor deck otherwise?
I'm guessing maybe 30% of it.
Right, okay. All right, and what about your HVAC equipment or sheds or anything, everything, nothing else is going to encroach?
No, they're not going to be a shed. And there's no reason, I don't think, for HVAC equipment to... Yes, I could.
Okay. No other questions.
All right. Thank you. Ms. McGee?
So this deck is 6 feet. They could come out 5 feet anyway. Is that correct?
Well, once they could, but once they're covered, then, you know, they lose that. Correct.
You're going to cover it.
So 30% of this deck would be in violation because of the second floor deck covering. Otherwise, right.
He'd be all right, but it's fine.
70% of the deck would be okay.
Yep.
Otherwise, I'm going
to go. Let me also back the train up. Is this deck, when you say a first floor deck, the house is raised?
That's
correct.
Right. So it's going to be elevated.
So the first floor deck is also raised, correct?
The first floor deck is on the main floor.
Okay, but what I'm saying is it's not on the ground level.
It's not on the ground.
Okay.
It'll be on pilings as well.
And then it's a two-story house?
It's a Cape Cod.
Okay, so you got your top floor, your bottom floor, and then you got your ground level.
So if you can picture, you know, Cape Cod has a steep 12-12 pitch, and our idea is to have a small deck off
the
back,
double
patio doors off the back would be a much smaller deck, and then on the main floor, you know, the deck that you're seeing. Yeah.
So the majority of the deck is uncovered?
Yes.
70%? No, it's uncovered. No.
It doesn't show that.
Yeah. And would not need a variance? No, because it's on pilings and not...
I mean, it's going to be elevated, so.
Yeah, it's on piling.
I mean, there's not a height restriction. It's just first floor. Or is it 42 inches?
I thought it was a height restriction. 40, do you know 42. Offhand, Ms. Wall?
There's the height restriction would be 42.
42 inches, yeah. Yeah. So if this was 42 inches or lower, he would not need a variance because it encroaches no more than 5 feet.
And how high is it?
Well, it's 13 feet.
No, the main one will be, it should be right around 8 feet.
Eight.
Because you had to raise it up due to fact.
That's what we're looking for, the top of the pilings to be at 8 feet.
But what you're saying is if you didn't have to raise the house, you could have put it down on the first floor and you would have been able to.
We wouldn't be here.
I think that's here.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm sure that's what was there.
If the people next door had not built because.
Well, yeah. Yes.
He wants the view.
The federal government has deemed that it's not, no one's entitled to a view, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But
that 5 foot's kind of in the position of being here now, but
yeah.
Yes, sir.
He could move the dwelling forward, but then he wouldn't have the view.
Right.
Then I would have to go back in time and oppose my neighbor's variance.
But you didn't oppose
it. But I didn't do.
Have you learned anything, though?
Oh.
Okay. Any other questions?
I don't have any other questions.
Mr. Burton?
Yeah, the lot next to you, going the opposite way. Is there anything there on that lot?
Yes. There's a single-story ranch-type house. There's a picture of it. It's yellow in your...
It's the last picture in the packet. It shows the next-door neighbor's house on the opposite way and then the other neighbor.
So you're going to be blocking his view?
He's pretty far out there too, but
he is.
But again, he didn't. He takes care of my yard. He didn't have any opposition to this.
Okay.
He's taking care of it while I'm out of town. So.
Okay. No other questions.
Excuse me. And I have no other questions. Sharp.
Just one, I guess. Where, you know, I think Mr. Mills touched on it briefly with the HVAC, but. I don't see stairs or anything like that to and from the home. How are you going to access this elevated dwelling?
No, I did this in the last home that I built, and the entry is going to be, you're going to come up into the middle of the house, and the stairs are going to let you out right at the side of the house.
Okay.
So
there's no need. You're going to fit all those stairs within this building envelope.
That's the hardest thing about this whole building project. Is making those stairs work, but yes, they won't come out beyond the house.
Okay. And another question I got, is parking an issue in that community?
Yes.
Is it needed for front yard space in order to park a vehicle?
Yeah, so many people have, well, you know, that was a problem more with the old ones, with the old houses, I think, because so many people, they were ranch houses, they were really, really long to get square footage. Now people are trying to account for parking. Either you're going on pilings and you can park underneath, or they're building garages so that they built themselves a little space. But to me, I don't want the garage because it's still going to get wet. So I'll park underneath the pilings.
I think Mr. Sharp's point may be that you're in order to allow for parking out front, you need the variance.
Oh, you want, yeah. That it's going to help.
Another reason.
It is a problem, but you also ask, is it a problem in the community? For sure, it's a problem. Because just look at the lot size.
Yeah.
85 by 50, it's only 85 feet long.
Parking situation is a better reason
to be. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Parking is a better reason for variance.
Parking is another reason why great thing about the pilings is.
You go underneath them.
Park underneath.
Yeah.
Park six cars.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Any further?
No, nothing further. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the variance as requested because the Cape Windsor development does have issues with flooding. It is a unique property. The lots were developed smaller. And he is asking for the minimum variance. So I feel that he meets all the standards for granting a variance.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,982. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Werbin?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,982 is approved.
Thank you very much and have a good night.